We've been talking today about the Biden administration's Student Debt Forgiveness Program, a plan that applies to millions of current and former students who've taken out federal loans. Some borrowers will have up to $20,000 of debt erased. There are critics, but for millions of students and former students, it means relief. Let's check in with two of them. First, from Orlando, Florida, we're joined by John Palm. He spent the last 8 years trying to pay back his loans. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And from Baltimore, Maryland, we have Joe Hamilton. He and his wife are 33 years old. They have a young son and have been struggling for a decade to pay back nearly $30,000 in loans between the two of them. Joe, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Joe, I'll start with you, because even before the pandemic, your student loans were impacting you and your wife, Elizabeth. You were actually deferring your loan and just tackling the interest, focusing instead on paying off your wife's loans, right?
That is correct, yeah.
And tell me how that impacted your life. How hard was that?
It was a struggle. Shortly into the pandemic, I actually did end up declaring bankruptcy, which didn't do anything for the student loans, but it took care of a lot of the debt that we had. It's a struggle, but this does sort of give me sort of a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, sort of a hope kind of a thing.
Yeah. Well, declaring bankruptcy itself is a big step, but things got worse because of the pandemic. Employment became more difficult for you. And because childcare is too expensive, you've actually been taking flexible jobs in the gig economy. Tell us about that. What are you doing?
I worked for Uber. I worked for DoorDash. You know, both of those jobs were fine for a while they were both like loss leaders, you know, while they were like not having to be profitable companies. But they've sort of, you know, run out of all the investor funding. And the first thing they cut, you know, is obviously worker pay. So I work in retail now at a job that allows me to work nights flexibly. It's a little more than minimum wage, but it at least allows me to be home with my son in the morning. So that's the best I can do for now until he's in school, and then I can try and find a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah. But at this point, there's really no money at all for student loan payments, right?
No. If we had to continue paying on them, if the pause had been, you know, canceled, it wouldn't have happened. There would just wouldn't have been money.
And we should add that your wife's father actually took out an additional $50,000 of loans to pay for her education. He is living paycheck to paycheck because of this as well.
I mean, he has four daughters, all of which went to some kind of college. Some of them went to out-of-state college, and the out-of-state college tuition is insane. I mean, he makes very good money, but he still works paycheck to paycheck. He has parent loans for all four of his daughters.
So when you heard the news about President Biden's debt forgiveness plan, what was your reaction?
It was definitely a sense of relief that one more shoe isn't going to drop. I don't have to worry about that now. I can worry about other things, you know, that we'll actually be able to sort of pull ourselves a little bit out of the situation that we're in and be able to not have to scrounge. You know, I mean, I do things even now. I take medicine for attention deficit disorder. And I'm supposed to be on it all day long, but right now I just save my pills for when I'm at work. I don't take them during the day, which means that I'm not an amazing husband all the time. I don't always help out around the house as much as I could. I'm not always as understanding as I could be, but I need to have that medicine at work so that I can keep my job. So I sort of ration it out right now. And it would be nice to be able to just afford to go, you know, and get my medicine filled and use it exactly as I'm supposed to. And you know, I mean, I haven't been to like a primary care physician in about 6 years.
Yeah. And John, you're in Orlando, Florida, and we understand that you were lucky enough to keep your job during the pandemic, but you still have $19,000 in loans, and the payments have really impacted your life, particularly earlier in your career. About how much are you paying a month?
I was paying roughly $300 a month when I initially first started my payment plan.
And how difficult has that been for you to keep up those payments?
So initially, it was actually pretty difficult. When I got married in 2017, I lost my job about 6 months after we got married. I was out of work for about 6 or 7 months. Luckily, I was able to qualify for having those payments being deferred. It was pretty rough then. Luckily, over the last couple of years, I've been able to advance my career a little bit. And, you know, with the pandemic and everything, everybody's been on pause. So haven't made any payments since those pause went into place couple years ago.
Yeah. And you say you see the impact of student loan debt all around you. Your best friend is unemployed, struggling with loan payments, also taking care of a young family. I mean, this is everywhere.
Yeah, one of my best friends who I actually went to school with has two children with disabilities, two young children. Luckily, he just let me know he got a decent job, but he's been in and out of work for the past few years, and I've just seen how, decimated he's been financially, whether it's daycare or financial assistance with the disabilities for his children. It's hit him harder than most, I would say.
Yeah. Well, the issue of student loan debt was actually one of the things that led you to vote for Joe Biden after being a lifelong Republican. What was your reaction to hearing the news from the president, and what will this mean for your family?
I was definitely surprised. I've held conservative beliefs most of my life, voted Democrat for the first time in 2020. It was definitely a talking point that I was hopeful for, but I didn't think it was actually going to happen.
And $300 a month off the books will really help.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that could be $300. Everybody's in a different situation. To some people, it could be that $300 could be going towards retirement or maybe, extra food on the table. It's just great how it impacts everybody differently.
And finally, Joe, what would you say to people who say that loan forgiveness lets people off too easy, or as the RNC called it, Biden's bailout for the wealthy? What would you say to them?
I mean, that feels like nonsense to me. That's a nonsense talking point. Other people being lifted up doesn't pull other people down. If you are wealthy, you are able to afford to pay back these loans, in my opinion. I think a lot of people don't understand how many people in like the lower middle class view college as like a way to get out of that class. And then sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. It's not fair to say like, oh yeah, this is just paying for rich people's schools. That's not the case.
That's Joe Hamilton speaking with us from Baltimore, Maryland. Joe, thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you for having me.
And John Palm from Orlando, Florida. John, our best to you.
Thank you very much.